The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the greatest composers and one appropriately called the fifth evangelist, died 260 years ago today. With music, he underscores the good Lord's story. A feast for hungry ears. Made in heaven, the fitting label, even as he signs off his inspirational works, Soli Deo Gloria. This grand master of music composed at least three cycles of cantatas for every Sunday in the year, and an oratorio for most Christian holidays, thus preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ with music close to perfection, a musical banquet prepared for those with ears to hear. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I ever will say and sing. Isaiah, one of the most gifted sages of old, a top evangelist of the ancient times, truly inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that he preached he who was to come, Jesus Christ. It was given to him to see what was to finally come about, the last things, the happy ending of God's story with his people. This eventually culminates in an exuberant celebration, a festival of divine abundance and the best of the best in food and drink. Everybody has a supper prepared, is clothed with celestial garb in the latest divine fashion, drinks heavenly nectar, enjoys food fit for the gods, and probably listens to music even better than Bach to Beatles. It's the stuff feeding human myths, like those describing revelry down in the magnificent mines of Moria, or the parting at Hogwarts when all is done, and even Babette's feast. Out of this world stuff, really, hardly experienced, but longed for by the people on the way there, who have not quite forgotten that this is not everything yet, not by a long shot. It is part of God's way of keeping his people dreaming of the better world out yonder, the promised land flowing with milk and honey. The refugees fleeing the drought gripping the Horn of Africa would know, don't you think? They too are striving for a better land. They know it's not back home, but ahead, still out of reach. But by the grace, mercy, and calling of God, they will finally get there. Just like good summer rains are not up to us to make, but only to receive. Just as the good life in God's sight remains a gift from him, never just product of our skills, ingenuity, or planning. Overcoming misery, grief, tears, pain, and finally death. God's doing, not ours. So also getting into God's kingdom is God's business. Thankfully, he does that too, just as he promised through Isaiah, even for poor, miserable sinners, undeserving, but admitted by grace. See, this evangelist of the Old Testament is enabled to see what the Lord of hosts is up to. The Holy Spirit shows how the Lord himself is preparing a feast for all people, a feast of rich food, well-aged wine, marrow well-refined. That's the feast of feast, the culmination of all parties and wedding celebrations, the final banquet after the last judgment, the wedding of the bridegroom with his bride, the church, when finally all sin is forgiven, guilt redeemed, and reproach vicariously removed. The burden is lifted. It's time to celebrate. Jesus Christ already fulfilled the messianic prophecy in his time. He provided heavenly abundance to 4,000 and 5,000 in the desert, changed water into wine, to best wine, brought outsiders like Zacchaeus and Magdalene back into God's family, and demonstrated how the prodigal son is reinstated by the father, and the elder brother is invited to join the celebrations as the angels intone the glorious hallelujahs in heaven. Yes, Jesus brings the dead like Lazarus back to life and restores joy, bliss, and salvation to the mourning, and opens heaven's doors for poor, miserable sinners. Come taste and see how friendly your God is. His final testament given in the night when he was betrayed remains our highest good, most precious treasure for us and for our salvation. Here and now, even these divine things are as yet but a foretaste of the eschatological things to come. Realized, yes, at least partly already, but still somewhat not yet. Only little portions of heavenly bliss for now, just a sip of most precious divinity out of silver chalice, and only morsels from golden plates. But don't despair, there's more to come in good time, when he will be all in all. Yes, better still, in God's time. Here and now, the church resembles more a hospital or dispensary than a festive dance and banquet hall. The abundance, exuberance, and even excess of the church triumphant is still beyond our reach. We are still caught up in the militant one, sobriety and temperance, moderation, fasting and restraint are called for. Therefore, liturgy is more appropriately Gregorian chant, praying on our knees, more than playful tunes and rhythmic vibes. Church buildings resemble waiting rooms, waiting stations more than cozy homes, and that's probably fitting for migrants, refugees, people on the move, dressed more than like pilgrims, athletes, or even soldiers, than for fancy wedding parties. Prayers still abounding with Kyrie eleison, including numerous litanies, petitions, lamentations, even if hallelujahs are in good order and resound here and there. Suffering, hardship, even persecution might be our lot still, not yet the divine celebration without end. Still, the vision is given, never to be recalled. We are on our way, and by God's grace we will see what was promised and already believed by his grace. In contrast to Johann Sebastian Bach, Max Reger consciously includes inharmonious and dissonant parts in his musical compositions. It's like hiccups. In that way, he emphasized our human limitations and imperfections and pointed faithfully to the one mediator and savior who alone is able to finish and perfect the good work in us and bring it to immaculate completion there, where all discordant melodies will finally be harmonized in faultless perfection. What joy to know when life is past, the Lord we love is first and last, the end and the beginning. He will one day, O glorious grace, transport us to that happy place, beyond all tears and sinning. Amen, amen. Come, Lord Jesus, crown of gladness, We are yearning for the day of your returning. And the peace of our Lord be with you always.